Kansas IE America Radio Network News. I'm Jim Hawk. F-16 fighter jets will be buzzing Washington, D.C. tomorrow night as part of another readiness drill staged by the North American Aerospace Defense Command. The exercise will involve military jets flying at low altitudes along the Potomac River and elsewhere. NORAD is warning citizens they may hear the fighter jet engines during the exercise, which is due to last from around 10:30 p.m. tomorrow night until midnight. NORAD officials won't discuss any details of the Washington flyover, citing operational security reasons. A group leading fundraising efforts for the Pentagon Memorial gathered in Arlington County yesterday. Organizers of the We Remember Walk from the Iwo Jima Memorial to the Pentagon said they want to come up with $20 million for the monument. There also was a prayer session for the lives of the more than 3,000 people lost that frightful day almost 2 years ago in Washington, New York City, and western Pennsylvania.
For those parts, we ask your mercy and we ask your grace and we ask your peace and we ask that you would heal these broken hearts.
About $12 million of the fundraising goal would be used to build the memorial. The rest would help maintain it. President Bush will be in Ohio today delivering his annual Labor Day address. Mr. Bush will be delivering his remarks at the International Union of Operating Engineers picnic. Tough guy actor Charles Bronson has died. Bronson's publicist Lori Jonas says Bronson died of pneumonia on Saturday at an L.A. area hospital. The actor reportedly had Alzheimer's disease and had been in the hospital since suffering serious organ failure in early August. He was 81 years old. Russia says there is no need for concern about radiation levels in the Barents Sea. The country's defense minister says the levels are normal after a Russian nuclear-powered sub sank over the weekend. 9 of the 10 people on board that sub died. Right after the incident, officials said there was no ecological threat because the sub's reactors had been shut down. More in a moment.
You know, MTV changed the way people look at television. Well, I helped change the way they look at MTV. I'm Lauren Lazen, Vice President of MTV News and Specials. I'm responsible for those documentaries on racism and drugs, sexual abuse and AIDS. You know, the ones that make some people uncomfortable, but make everybody think. I'm not uncomfortable speaking up for my ideas. Never have been. Even in school, where it wasn't always cool for a girl to be smart, my parents expected great things from me, so I did too. If you have a daughter, encourage her to stand up and be heard in school. Let her know it's cool to be smart, even in front of boys. Tell her to go for it, and then let her. Expect the best from a girl. That's what you'll get.
Help your daughter speak up for her ideas in school. Call 1-800-WCC-4GIRLS. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the Women's College Coalition.
Telemarketing companies will soon receive a list of some 41 million numbers they can't call. Government officials are preparing the Do Not Call list for distribution after encouraging people to sign up before Labor Day. Those who sign up now will have to wait another 3 months before telemarketers are prohibited from calling. Beginning in October, those calling a number on the list face the possibility of consumer lawsuits and fines up to $11,000 per call. Not all unsolicited calls will be stopped by the plan, though. Nonprofits and political callers will still be free to place calls. More after this.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's. A good place to sit and eat.
Despite a recent rise in gasoline prices, an estimated 33 million people are traveling this Labor Day weekend, and most are vacationing in their cars. AAA estimates the number of travelers is up about 1.8% compared to last year, and part of the increase may be because of the calendar. With Labor Day falling early, there were fewer weekends to take a summer vacation. AAA's Justin McNall says many families are seizing the last chance they'll have to spend time with one another. With the 100th anniversary of Harley-Davidson celebration officially underway in Milwaukee, the company's looking forward to its next 100 years by unveiling a new line of bikes. Not since the 1950s has Harley made as many changes to the Sportster, the least expensive bike they build. The changes include rubber-mounted engines and stiffer frames designed to eliminate the heavy vibration associated with the bike. The company will also offer 20 different color schemes. I'm Jim Hawk, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Acquisition fee, gross capitalized cost, and money factor. Nope, these aren't one-liners from the latest Wall Street production. They're strictly a car leasing soliloquy. When I come back, I'll tell you what they mean. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Hamlet had it easy. To be or not to be was a piece of cake. To buy or to lease is a much tougher question. So listen up. Acquisition fee, the upfront cost of leasing, including a security deposit. Gross capitalized cost, that's the vehicle's purchase price. Money factor, the lease rate, a finance cost like interest on bank loans. These terms are just the first act. Knowing the whole script can determine if your buy-lease decision is a comedy or a tragedy. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening.
Blowing warm, life's lies.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. I don't know if we have enough time to get all the elements of the program into 3 hours tonight, but we shall try. If you're listening on IE America Radio Network, welcome. Sirius Satellite 145, Radio Left, welcome. RadioPower.org, welcome. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Welcome. Oh, God, we have a whole list here. We have a special four-minute, I guess you call it a tribute to Robert Kennedy, about half an hour. It's 35 years ago tonight that he was assassinated in California. And in our second hour, at the bottom of the second hour, this is kind of weird. I don't know how I got this. Did somebody send this to me? I guess it just came to me. It's from the Christian Action Network. Boy, did they make a mistake. Their press release says they are going to go undercover at Disney World during Gay Day. Now, what it says here, members of the Christian Action Network will not be visiting Central Florida this week for a vacation. No. They're on a mission. Now, the misspellings, let me digress for just a second here. The misspellings in this thing are just incredible in this press release. And it's directly from Christian Action Network. Whoever's doing the press releases for CAN, Christian Action Network, they need to use their spell check once in a while. Anyway, members of the Christian National Network will not be visiting Central Florida this week for a vacation. They're on a mission. Though their team will be strapped with the usual tourist cameras and digital video equipment, the group's goal is to uncover the truth behind Disney's much controversial Gay Day. Martin Molyer, president of the Christian Action Network, said, quote, "By going undercover during these annual events, we have captured the reality behind Gay Day, including public lewdness and sex acts and even open drug use," end quote. With a record number of homosexuals attending this Walt Disney event this year, Mr. Moyer anticipates to reveal a more horrifying reality. Quote, from the Disney's characters themselves portraying sexual acts openly to large crowds to the homosexual movies shown on the Disney transportation systems. Disney portrays themselves as a warm, family-oriented company, but in reality, they are greedy and devoid of morals. The purpose of this year's campaign is to exploit Disney in a more creative and ingenuous light. Close quote. Now, I can't tell you how the grammar in this thing. I'm trying to clean up ingenuous light. I'm trying to clean up some of the grammar and the misspellings that go along. And this is for real, and I'll tell you why it's for real in a second. Now, the press release goes on and says this. The Christian Action Network has been a leader in opposing Disney's efforts to convince society that homosexual behavior is normal. By revealing the truth behind these gay day events, Mr. Moyer hopes to convince Disney of the harm these events bring on unsuspecting families vacationing at Disney during this week and the corporation's low levels of moral dignity. Martin Moyer and his team will be at the Walt Disney World Resort during the entire Gay Day event. And then it says, if you would like to have an interview you could, with Jason Campbell, who is part of the Christian Action Network, to call a number. So we did. Kathy did. Kathy called the number and said, "Hi, this is Kathy Bay calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm the producer of a talk show, radio talk show, and you go ahead and do it."
I said, "Hi, Jason, this is Kathy Bay. I produce the Mike Malloy Show here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we would be most interested in having you on about your Disney Gay Day protest. God bless."
And apparently the guy was a little bit curious about the program and wanted to know, well, is this a liberal program? What'd you say then?
I said, "Well, Mike is liberal on some issues and conservative on other issues, not unlike Pat Buchanan."
Okay. All right. So anyway, we've set the trap, and according to Kathy, this guy, Jason Campbell, has walked into it. Now, he wanted to know if we had a website. So the good chance he may not call in at 10:30. That's when we have him scheduled. Second, at bottom of the second hour of the program tonight. So Kathy gave him the web address. Now, if he went to MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net, obviously his scrotum probably blew up with what he found there. Can I say that on the radio? I guess so. if he does call in, I hope, Kathy? I hope nobody tunes in at exactly 10:30 Eastern time, and if this guy calls in and hears what I'm going to be saying to him, "Well, Mr. Campbell, what do you think of these queers?" You know, because somebody who's just tuning in, first time in the program, and think, "Oh, Jesus, Malloy's another one of these right-wing gay bashers." I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. Did you say that with your mic open? Okay, open your mic and say it.
Are you going to pretend like you're a right-winger? I was going to talk like that.
Yeah, get the accent back.
Are you going to pretend like you're a right-winger?
I just may do that.
That would be so funny.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's coming up bottom of the second hour. It should be interesting. If he calls in, I have a feeling that he probably went to the website and said, "Damn, some queer-loving communist, I ain't going there." Penny from Chattanooga wants me to remind people in this area tomorrow, anti-war rally, anti-Bush rally is what it's going to turn into. Grant Park here in Atlanta, 2 p.m. Among the speakers will be Martin Luther King III and Beth Corey, who's a cousin of the murdered peace activist, Rachel Corey. You all know about that story. And then there's a march from Grant Park to the King Center. So if you're in the Atlanta area tomorrow, 2 p.m., Grant Park, peace and anti-war rally and march here. Robin and Victor, West Virginia, who calls in frequently, sent us a little snippet here I want to share with you. Rob says he's working on a play that involves Hamlet, and he ran across these lines. This is from Act 4, Scene 2. "How dangerous is it that this man goes loose? Yet must not we put the strong law on him. He's loved of the distracted multitude. who like not in their judgment, but their eyes. And where to sow, the offender's scourge is weighed, but never the offense. Now, do you remember enough of your Elizabethan English when you did Shakespeare? And surely you did. We all have, right? Of course we have. Do you remember enough of your Elizabethan English to understand what the speaker is saying here? I'm sure you do. I just love the first line, though. How dangerous is it that this man goes loose?
Gee, I wonder who they're referring to here.
Also, from, what else here? From Kelly. Kelly, the subject line says, lies and the lying liars who tell them. Mike, okay, so I'm stealing Al Franken's title. I'm listening to the stream of last night's show on White Rose. The lies presentation was excellent. Now, that was the thing Kathy put together. How long to run 9 minutes of all the lies from members of the Bush crime family? Kelly writes, it reminds me of all the sputtering from people like George Will and Chris Matthews. George Will accused Bill Clinton of debasing the language, the uniquely human form of communication and persuasion, the basis of all self-government. Chris Matthews complained that, quote, Clinton lies, knowing that he's lying, and knowing that you know he's lying. It's brutalizing to the person being lied to, end quote. And as you know so well, the lies were about sex. I think it's interesting, Kelly writes, to juxtapose these fulminations with what the Bush crime family is doing today. Or Bill, Book of Virtues Bennett, I think it was, who said, quote, I'd like to be able to tell my children it's wrong to lie, and I'd like to be able to say you should respect the President of the United States, and I'd like to be able to say both things at the same time. Aren't these creeps amazing? Kelly writes. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, it is, of course. But you know, Republicans, for the most part, are sex-obsessed in their minds. Well, not even sex-obsessed. They're obsessed with body parts, whether it's a woman's uterus or a man's penis or they go to strip clubs, a woman's breasts. They are sex-obsessed. Every single Republican, but it's because they are so repressed. So, you know, all that repression has to come out somewhere. So it comes out, you know, they go to porn sites, they go to strip clubs, they are very curious about somebody else's sexual apparatus. These are Republicans, but especially the Republican leadership. Can you imagine Tom DeLay and his wife? Well, never mind. Don't even go there. This is from a woman named Carol Wallman. Doc sent this to me. It's called It's Not Hard to Hate. I want to share this with you. Do we have time to do this? What do we got here? No. Let's do it when we come back. Let's do it when we come back. What else have we got? Not a retraction from The Guardian, but a correction and clarification on what Wolfowitz said. Now, I don't understand the correction or the clarification, which I will go over with you here in just a moment. It makes no sense to me. It sounds more like Wolfowitz, you know, the dude who hit the fan, and Wolfowitz called the Guardian and insisted that what he said was thus and such. But I'll let you decide. I've got the clarification here. We'll do that. Also, log cabin Republicans have something new to think about. The House Republicans pulled that overtime bill off their legislative agenda. Remember that thing where they were going to, instead of American workers being paid overtime for time and a half, are going to get comp time? Remember that nonsense? Well, guess what? Democrats, including union members, raised enough hell, and it was yanked. What else? Oh, there's all kinds of things tonight. Oh, the unemployment rate went to the highest level in 9 years today, so we'll get to that, too. And the Dixie Chicks are still on top. Ooh, that'll make a Republican man's mind blow, won't it? All right, stick around. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Prepare to be astonished.
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of Progressive Talk Radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really?
Well, that's remarkable.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Hurrah!
Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 3 p.m. Then get different perspectives from different show hosts on Radio Free Speed Zone from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7, followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
Conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Indeed. 24 past the hour. All right. Doc sent this to me. It's written by Carol Woolman. Very quick. The title is It's Hard Not to Hate. Here's what Ms. Woolman wrote. My feelings are a small matter in the overall scheme of things, but I expect others may feel the same way, so I decided to share. As a Christian peacemaker, I try to love my enemies and pray for those who harm me. I'm so angry at the bunch of homicidal maniacs who have stolen this great country that it's very difficult not to yield to poisonous hatred. How dare they command the loyalty of American troops and the American people, then cut veterans' benefits and public services? How dare they steal from the poor to give to the rich? How dare they lie to us and manipulate our free minds that hold the constitutional authority in this country? How dare they invade a sovereign nation on a false pretext? How dare they kill thousands of innocent civilians and call it liberation? How dare they spread depleted uranium all over Iraq and Afghanistan, ensuring genetic malformations for the next 4 billion years? How dare they ruin the planet before my grandchildren are even born? And I could go on and on. How dare they? It's hard not to hate them. The Bible tells us to pray for those in authority. So I pray for the man in the White House, the man on whose desk the buck stops, the man who says he is a Christian and who will meet his Maker one of these days. I pray for his soul, which is full of deceit and cronyism, desecrating the high office which he holds. I pray that the Bible, which he says he reads daily, will lead him toward honesty and responsibility for the welfare of the people whom he is supposed to lead. I pray that he will listen to the peacemakers rather than to the warmongers who surround him and lead the planet to a genuine peace free of hate and fear. It's written by Carol Woman. Doc in Wisconsin sent it to me. I cannot be a Christian peacemaker. I guess that means I am going to burn in the ninth ring of hell at some point when I permanently lose consciousness and die. Well, all right, so be it. But, I've said it 1,000 times. I am not that elevated a soul. My colleague Peter Werby is, I believe when somebody spits in my face that I should just take out a gun and kill them. It's very simple, right? When somebody steals my country, I should respond with rage and fury, righteous indignation. What's that thing not Ecclesiastes, from the Bible thing from Samuel Jackson. Have you got that handy?
Ezekiel.
Find that. Would you, Kathy? I'm gonna play that. But I get this righteous rage. To me, it's righteous. I know a lot of people who listen to this program, sometimes they worry about my health because I hear the rage. Or they, it's like, Jesus, can't you ever be positive about anything? And the factual answer is, thanks for the concern about my health, but can I ever be positive about anything? As long as this Bush crime family's in power, the answer is absolutely, unqualifiedly, no, I can't. But I do believe in righteous anger. I kind of go along with Samuel Jackson.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Now, the Bush.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill
shepherds
the weak through the valley of darkness.
Yes.
For he is truly his brother's keeper.
Amen.
And the finder of lost children.
Hallelujah.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
Yeah.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Now, some of you may want to meditate or, talk about how Jesus was a peacemaker. I'm sorry. I'm just not in that frame of mind. You know what I'm saying?
They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The UN-sponsored International Labor Organization released a report today ranking workers around the world by productivity. The United States is number one, where the average worker provided $60,728 worth of labor to the national economy last year, averaging $32 of output per hour. But Americans rank first because they spend more time at work than anyone else. While workers in countries like Belgium, France, and Norway work fewer hours per year, workers in all three countries have a higher average output per hour than their American counterparts. And although American workers provided more than $60,000 worth of labor last year, the average U.S. yearly income is $56,000.
You must stand up and go back to the sidewalks. You are subject to arrest.
Civil disobedience at Yale University. 83 striking workers were arrested on Friday for blocking New Haven traffic just as Yale's freshman class arrived on campus. All were released on bond and will face disorderly conduct charges in court next week. John Wilhelm is president of the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union. He says he joined Friday's civil disobedience because talks haven't yielded much progress of late.
For example, they repackaged their pension proposal without any improvement either in what Yale would put into the pension plan or what the retirees would get out of it.
Strikes are a way of life for Yale workers. 8 of their last 10 contracts were won only after employees withdrew their labor.
Celebration among 850 workers held in slavery at a coffee plantation in Brazil. It's the largest raid of its kind for the Brazilian government, who began cracking down on slavery practices on ranches and farms earlier this year. So far, more than 2,000 people have been set free.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. All right, I want to do this. I know you're on hold. Just stay with me a little bit longer here. Robert Kennedy was assassinated 35 years ago this evening, and what I have here for you is, it's just 4 minutes long. It'll be very brief. This is from March 16th, 1968. April, May, June, about 3 months before he was assassinated. And this is when he was announcing his candidacy for the presidency of the United States. We decided to play this simply because we do forget. We get caught up in the events surrounding Scott Peterson and his dead wife, and we forget things like Robert F. Kennedy's announcement that he would run for the presidency of the United States. I want you to listen, if you would please, to what he has to say here. A lot of this is dated, yes, but listen to the overarching themes in this announcement, and then consider where the Democratic Party is today. A. B. Consider where the Bush crime family is.
I am announcing today my candidacy
for the presidency of the United States. I do not run for the presidency merely to oppose any man, but to propose new policies. I run because I am convinced that this country is on a perilous course, and because I have such strong feelings about what must be done, and I feel that I'm obliged to do all that I can. I run to seek new policies, policies to end the bloodshed in Vietnam and in our cities, policies to close the gaps that now exist between black and white, between rich and poor, between young and old, in this country and around the rest of the world. I run for the presidency because I want the Democratic Party and the United States of America to stand for hope instead of despair, for reconciliation of men instead of the growing risk of world war. I run because it is now unmistakably clear that we can change these disastrous, divisive policies only by changing the men who are now making them. But the reality of recent events in Vietnam has been glossed over with illusions. No one who knows what I know about the extraordinary demands of the presidency can be certain that any mortal can adequately fill that position. As a member of the cabinet and a member of the Senate, I have seen the inexcusable and ugly deprivation which causes children to starve in Mississippi, black citizens to riot in Watts, young Indians to commit suicide on their reservations because they've lacked all hope and they feel they have no future, and proud and able-bodied families to wait out their lives in empty idleness in eastern Kentucky. I have traveled and I have listened to the young people of our nation and felt their anger about the war that they are sent to fight and about the world that they are about to inherit. In private talks and in public, I have tried in vain to alter our course in Vietnam before it further saps our spirit and our manpower, further raises the risks of wider war, and further destroys the country and the people it was meant to save. I cannot stand aside from the contest that will decide our nation's future and our children's future. I do not lightly dismiss the dangers and the difficulties of challenging an incumbent president. But these are not ordinary times, and this is not an ordinary election. At stake is not simply the leadership of our party and even our country. It is our right to the moral leadership of this planet. I thank you.
So many of the people that had the peacemakers that had so much to say that were executed, whether it was Jesus Christ or Gandhi or Martin Luther King or the Kennedys. Now, very quickly, from the Guardian of London, Will Rivers Pitt, writing at truthout.org that carried the Guardian article, had this to say. There is some question as to how this retraction came about. Did the Guardian actually misrepresent Wolfowitz's words, or did the Deputy Defense Director contact the Guardian to amend his statements upon realizing that he had spoken too candidly. Whatever the case may be, one fact is certain. Halliburton Petroleum, Cheney's former company, is being paid nearly $500 million by the Bush administration to pump oil out of Iraq. Cheney is still paid some $1 million a year by Halliburton and deferred benefits. Several other companies with umbilical ties to administration officials, including the Carlyle Group and United Defense, are likewise reaping great profits from the Iraq War. Now, this is what the Guardian had to say. A report which was posted on our website on June 4 under the heading Wolfowitz, Iraq War was about oil. Misconstrued remarks made by the U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, making it appear that he had said that oil was the main reason for going to war in Iraq. He did not say that. He said, according to the Department of Defense website, quote, "The difference between North Korea and Iraq is that we had virtually no economic options with Iraq because the country floats on a sea of oil. In the case of North Korea, the country is teetering on the edge of economic collapse, and that, I believe, is a major point of leverage, whereas the military picture with North Korea is very different from that with Iraq." Close quote. The Guardian then says, "The sense was clearly that the U.S. had no economic options by means of which to achieve its objectives, not that the economic value of the oil motivated the war." The report appeared only on our website and has now been removed. All right, now that's the end of the correction and clarification. It is not a retraction. It is a correction and clarification. I, frankly, do not change my position where it concerns Wolfowitz's statement. It's very easy for the department, and again, keep in mind that what the Guardian is saying here, they're quoting Wolfowitz according to the Department of Defense website, not according to a transcript or a recording of what Wolfowitz actually said. They are clarifying according to the Department of Defense website, which casts the entire enterprise into complete slime and darkness, as far as I'm concerned. Anything that is on Rumsfeld's Department of Defense website, anything there is suspect to me. 90%, in my opinion, of what's there is total BS. So if the Guardian feels the need to clarify or correct this statement by Wolfowitz, so be it. As far as I'm concerned, what he said still remains. Just metaphor, or is that a metaphor, Kathy? The country floats on a sea of oil, or is that a simile? Is that what the hell is that? I can never
tell
apart. Isn't a simile when you use like or as?
Well, that's what I thought too. But
and a metaphor is just when you use descriptive. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the Christian homo guy.
All right. Whatever it is, metaphor, simile, analogy, the use of the term that Iraq sits on a major. Is a major sea of sits on a, of whatever the hell he said. As far as I'm concerned. This program, anyway, stands by the accusation that we made subsequent to the appearance of that statement that Wolfowitz was making it clear that the reason Iraq was invaded was because of the oil. I'm going to stand by that position. I have read the retraction or the clarification, not retraction, the clarification from the Guardian of London. But as far as I'm concerned, Wolfowitz opened his mouth and bats flew out. And we will stay with that statement. All right, it's time to get some calls in here. I know I'm being very entertaining tonight, but what the hell. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey there, is this the Rick and Bubba Show?
Yeah, it is. No,
this is Mike Malloy. I don't have to sound backwoods and dumb and ignorant, do I?
No, you don't.
I don't have to disguise my voice.
No, you're already there.
Oh, I see. Well, I have to disguise my voice down here in Memphis, Tennessee to get on this Clear Channel. The owners of these Clear Channel, they own this.
I know. You don't have to do it on this program, though.
Yeah, they own this conservative talk host here in Memphis. You know, I'm even banned here in Memphis from the cable access station.
I'm sure you are.
I think the last time I talked to you, we was just having the Memphis and May Music Festival. Well,
you were. That's right.
Yeah, ZZ Top and Willie Nelson rolled out of town, and then we hosted the world's largest barbecue cook fest down here on the banks of the Mississippi. But, you know, a couple of things here, and then on to what I would like to speak about here, this capture this Eric Rudolph.
Yeah.
You know, I need a new supplier for my medicinal marijuana now.
Yes, you do.
They say he was bringing loads of this stuff into Nashville here and selling it out of the in the parking lot of the big recording studios there.
Yeah, you think there's any truth to that?
Well, it was, it was trickling down here into Memphis on Beale Street. We was getting that stuff down there in nickel bags, you know. You know, down here in Memphis, they say marijuana's for the rich and famous, but crack is for everybody.
There you go. There
and,
you go.
This Christian Action Network you were speaking of.
Yeah, they're going to be on this evening, I hope.
Well, they were denied access, you know. They wanted to have airspace to fly over Disney World down there.
That's
with
right.
Their banner. It says Jesus cures homosexuality.
Right, right.
Because, well, you know, last year they had a hidden camera in the men's room, and they recorded a couple of guys. They were rolling. They were sucking on glass, something.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I'm not gay, you know, Mike. As a matter of fact, I'm asexual.
You're asexual?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I am my own American Idol. I got my karaoke machine set up right here in my living room.
That's all you need.
I sing, and then I call my house here, and I vote for myself.
That's good. That's real good.
But you know what I was talking about this FCC ruling, legalizing the monopoly on the media outlets in America. Well, you remember, you know, I'm a preacher of the theology of Emmanuel.
Yes, you are.
I think there's only one thing to cure this fundamentalist Christianity is to come out with something that's more rational and understandable to this intellectual age of young men and women in America, and that's what Emanuel Swedenborg's writings does. You know, I saw Pat Robertson last week.
You did.
He was condemning President Bush for supporting a Palestinian state. I mean, President Bush is their man, and now who do they want, you know? And you talk about that terrible vengeance and wrath scripture that was quoted earlier. But,
Ezekiel,
you know, that wasn't
right.
Jesus Christ. That was that old Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews. Us as a church of the New Jerusalem, we worship Jesus Christ directly. We don't worship this dear Heavenly Father, this three-headed God, the Trinity, the Fatherhead. They say each one's a God. You know, that's a God. That's a beast.
That's right.
Him. You know, they say... Abortion, we believe that life begins with the breath of life, like Adam, into your lungs.
There
that
you
is
go.
Partial birth abortion. Now, I know, you know, if the baby halfway, little comes out of the womb, if they got a couple of rolls of tape around its neck, then it don't breathe, and so it don't get the soul into its body.
That's true.
So abortion should still be legal for partial birth. But this Trinity Broadcasting Network, they got this media monopoly. That's the 666 out of the Book of the Revelation. You can't buy or sell. You never hear about Emanuel Swedenborg's theology on the airwaves of America, on the radio or the TV.
Right.
And, that's what it is. They dumb down religion. You know, I heard this, one of their superstars on that Trinity Broadcasting Network, big fat guy, his name's Dr. Reverend. They're all doctors.
Sure,
you know?
They're
a little Bible college.
They do.
You go to it, and on the online or whatever, and they give you a doctorate degree and justification by faith alone. You know, that means you just believe that Jesus died for your sins.
Hallelujah.
So you're a doctor. So anyway, he says, thank God for the Fox News Network.
Amen.
So that's where we're at. In America, it's a theocracy. It's this fundamentalist Christianity married with this conservative republicanism, and it's all a mess.
Hey, Brother Sky?
Yes.
We're about out of time. Someday I want to buy you a cup of real strong coffee. You are way, way too laid back.
Thank you, Brother Malloy.
Brother Sky Blue, thanks for checking in. Whew. I feel like I just ran around the building here 2, 3, 8 times. Huh? Oh, my God. Ivan is calling from Savannah, Georgia. Is it Ivan or Ivan?
It's Ivan.
Ivan. This your first time calling, Ivan?
Yes, sir, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad you took my call.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, it's a story of my life. I have to follow that guy.
Well, he's a preacher, and that's okay. He's the Church of Emanuel Swedenborg. So everything's cool. That's Brother Sky Blue.
Well, he was entertaining.
Yeah, he only calls in after he's been after he has been kind of activated and got his energy up. Ivan, let me get you to hold on just a second while we do a quick break here, and then we'll come back and chat. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Got an open line here. Coming up in about a half an hour, I think, a spokesperson from the Christian Action Network is going to join us and tell us why they're going to Disney World this week to expose the queers, so to speak.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
I have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Show. According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
So they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate.
Right before the hour, we are talking with Ivan in Savannah, Georgia. Ivan, thanks for holding on.
Hey, no problem. Now, hey, I was reading this this article by Michelle Goldberg on Salon.com today.
Oh, yeah, about the Take Back America convention. And
yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. And
I think it's great. I read the article, too. It was interesting that Gephardt only sent a videotaped address. here's the part I like. Let me just quote from it. The most impassioned applause of the day was reserved for Kucinich. Introduced by the President of the United Steelworkers of America as the only vegan in Congress, Kucinich took the stage to John Lennon's Imagine and proceeded to conjure the heyday of American progressivism by promising a new version of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Works Progress Administration. Then he went on, when he was finished, Michelle Goldberg writes, it was clear there was no point in having anyone else follow him. That speaks volumes about the power. We have played some of his stuff on this program where he has really spoken out, and it's powerful stuff to listen to. As far as this convocation in D.C., I think it's a good idea. I think the Democratic National Committee is taking note of this, and I think the DLC-owned DNC is shaking in their boots at what they're seeing. And I think that's a good thing. The Democrats, we've been talking about that on this program for months. The Democrats have got to take their party back.
I'm going to vote for Kucinich in the primary. And I know this is something else that you've discussed on your program from time to time. Something along the lines of, people like putting aside their differences, the Democratic Party making nice with the Green Party and all.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, if the nominee is somebody like a Lieberman or a Gephardt or a Kerry or a Roberts, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm just not going to vote this year. I'm tired of having crap shoved down my throat and people telling me it's chocolate pudding.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. I said basically the same thing a couple of months ago. I don't know. I'm reconsidering that. On the other hand, I may reconsider it. But what you say makes a lot of sense. And I certainly don't. I don't question your integrity. Because you're demonstrating your integrity by saying that. If it's just a Republican light, you'll sit it out. Hey, listen, Ivan, thanks for checking in. I hope you call again. And let folks know about the program, okay?
I will.
All right, sir. Take care. Have a nice evening. Quick break here. We'll be back. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi,
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service, with a Labor Day special report. I'm John Hamilton. It's a day off for most of us, but this Labor Day, American workers are counting their blessings and assessing their losses. Most economists say the country is no longer in recession, but it doesn't feel that way for the more than 6% of us who are unemployed. And even those of us who have a job can't take much for granted nowadays, not even the 40-hour work week. Changes to overtime eligibility rules could spell an end to time and a half pay for millions of American workers. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney.
Labor Day was established to get respect for workers and curb abuse by setting the 8-hour day. And the result has been a solid middle class and more time for families. But now the Bush administration is trying to take away protections against excessive hours by excluding as many as 8 million workers from overtime pay.
Sweeney says the Bush administration's bid to roll back overtime eligibility is just the latest anti-worker move for a White House that's presided over the loss of 3.2 million private sector jobs in less than 3 years.
There has been more net job loss under Bush than under any president since Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover's ghost was on display in Washington, D.C. last week during the lead-up to Labor Day weekend. A Poor People's March from the Mississippi River Delta arrived on the National Mall, where demonstrators set up a tent city named Bushville to call attention to hunger, poverty, unemployment, and homelessness in the USA. Sherry Honkola of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union says her group named the camp after the current president in honor of the Hoovervilles of the 1930s.
Hoovervilles were set up during the Great Depression to call attention to the administration's policies as well as what were happening to poor people in our country.
Honkola says there's a direct correlation between Bush administration economic policies, like the expansion of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and poverty in the U.S.
NAFTA is the thing that has destroyed entire towns in America, has devastated the community in which I'm from, which is Kensington, which is a large industrial area that every single factory basically went down south and then left our country all together.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Jody in Arlington Heights, she said, first, yesterday's show was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. You know, I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that. I have a pretty good doctor who recently put me on blood pressure medicine. And it seems to be working. There have been times when I've been talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery. But that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear the Malloy program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. There was this popping sound. Woo, man, cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. You're a bit late for that.
Hey, when you just...
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, They're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The fight to bring health care to every American is heating up this Labor Day. More than 40 million Americans lack medical insurance, and even a job is no guarantee of coverage. More than 20% of all U.S. employers offer no health plan. Meanwhile, for workers on strike today, Labor Day is no picnic. On the campus of Yale University this weekend, the Reverend Jesse Jackson marked the 40th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech with an address to campus employees caught in a tough labor dispute.
I know Dr. King would be happy today. Look out in this audience today, there are many symbolic activities commemorating 40 years ago. He would not have been satisfied with analysis. He would want action.
That action came last week in the form of a work stoppage and a massive act of civil disobedience in the tradition that's helped American workers end child labor, establish the 40-hour work week, and raise the standard of living for families across the nation.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Coming up here in about, 25 minutes, Kathy? Jason Campbell from the Christian Action Network will be joining us to explain the event they have planned at Disney's Gay Day, whatever, down at Disney World. They're going to spy on the queers and reveal that Disney shows... I didn't know this, that Disney's characters portray sex acts openly to large crowds, and that the Disney transportation systems on Disneyland shows homosexual movies. I had no idea. Oh, my God. Can't wait to talk with Jason Campbell. Ron in Santa Fe emailed in, Mike, I read a post on a music trading board this week. The fellow said he had four friends who had never voted, and they were all looking forward to voting in 2004. This is encouraging. Awakening the slumbering majority is the key to the next election. We could run these right-wing fascist fundies out on a rail, kick their asses so bad they'll never crawl back out from under their rocks. Your show, with the open-minded public forum, can be a great catalyst. We already know how twisted and evil Bush is. Let's focus on whipping this sick cur for good. Ron writes, I have three friends I'm going to work on. One believes politicians are all lizard aliens from another dimension anyway. I figured she was a lost cause until she recently said to me, quote, if someone who isn't an Illuminati stooge runs, I'll vote for him. Doesn't matter what party, end quote. The second of my three friends is a Nader voter. She might as well be voting for an alien lizard from another dimension. Talk about a lost cause. Funny how stubborn these Nader voters are. Here's an idea for a Nader slogan. Shoot yourself in the foot. Shoot America in the head. No, you're not starting this again, are you? Okay. Ron goes on. The third is an old friend who believes it never had anything to do with him. The political thing. But since 2001, his tech stocks have hit less than zero. He had to sell his fine house and trade his BMW 540 for a 13-year-old Nissan. That shook him up. I hope it wakes him up. Awaken the slumbering majority. How about this debate point for the Democratic candidate in 2004? Quote, George, you weasel, you're going to get caught. You're going to prison. I'll make you a deal. Resign now. Take your family and your money. Leave the United States forever. And I'll pardon you when I'm elected, end quote. Ron in Santa Fe. Well, thanks, Ron. Where are we here? Damn, I lost my place. Well, when in doubt, go to the phones. Robert is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Robert.
Mike, it's been a long time. How are you doing?
Yes, it's been a very long time. I'm doing great, Robert.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of surprised that this little brouhaha is about to go down with Walt Disney. Only because, you know, I don't think they're the appropriate target. The appropriate target should be gag-netted Bugs Bunny, who's been pissing all those people, Elmer Fudd, and Yosemite Sam, all those cartoons. Now, isn't Bugs Bunny the original target for homosexual acts?
I don't know. What?
Well, if you ever watch, I know you watch those Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I love Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't he always, like, kiss some of his enemies, you know? Like, Yosemite.
Oh, that's right. And he dresses up in drag.
Yes.
And what's with the carrots, right?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Exactly. So the creatures should be targeted Bugs Bunny. But that's
Warner Brothers. But they don't have, do they have a theme park? I don't think they have a theme.
I think they do have certain characters that are in the theme parks, Marine World up in Vallejo, California, and Great America in Illinois.
Well, I'm just happy that there's somebody out there keeping watch over, had it not been for Jerry Falwell, for example, we wouldn't have known that one of the Teletubbies was gay.
Without a doubt.
Remember that one? Which one is it, Kathy? Is it Tinky Winky that's gay? Okay, we wouldn't have known that had it not been for Falwell.
Yeah, so. Whatever. But seriously, listening to your broadcast of Samuel Jackson reading Ezekiel 21, you know, I really do feel in certain ways that although I really get angry sometimes at what the right goes down with all their nonsense and all their lies, you know,
mm-hmm.
I personally feel that, you know, especially with this war, especially with the fact that, you know, they have yet to find any weapons of mass destruction, and that's like, well, duh, there was never any to begin with.
It doesn't appear that there was.
Yeah.
Well, there were several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, but
yeah.
We blew them all up. That's how all of our guys got Gulf War syndrome, and
right.
that's why the Iraqi people now are giving birth to 4-pound 6-ounce
right.
6-ounce eyes,
right.
You know, that are blind. So they had weapons of mass destruction one time,
yeah.
but they're gone.
Yeah, they're disappeared. You know, but yet right. The Bush administration are consistently continue this spin of lies and deceit to the American people.
That's because they're punks and thugs.
Exactly, but it's to the point where we can get angry, but yet you have to sit down and laugh, you know, because this administration, you know, is becoming such a big freaking joke, and in addition, it's gotten to the point now where the best way to deal with the spin of the WMDs and other miscalculations, especially dealing with Mr. Wolfowitz about his perception of, oh, this is all about oil.
Right, right.
You know, the best solution to deal with is to divert your attention, like divert it to Martha Stewart and to Hillary Clinton, who Fox News Channel is starting to focus more on because of her book.
That's true. That's very true.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here, Mike. You have a good day, man.
All right. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate you checking in. I don't know. Something about Robert's call made me think of poetry. Maybe it's Robert. Robert makes me think of poetry. So we're going to play some poetry for you now. From Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld is caught by reporters on Capitol Hill after his testimony to the Intelligence Committee yesterday. So let's have some Rumsfeld poetry. Here's the setup. The reporter says, Mr. Secretary, what did you just tell the members of the committee about the weapons of mass destruction issue and the concerns they might have about, you know, the intelligence that you used to start a war?
That my observation on the intelligence, although it's not my business, but I read it, is that it's been good. It's been enriched as they've gone through this past period of years, and that I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate, and will be proved to be accurate.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Just one more. Another reporter said, Mr. Secretary, you oversee a lot of the intelligence community. Would the Defense Intelligence Agency, et cetera, that are now under an awful lot of challenge about their reports, would they cooperate with the congressional investigation?
Oh, my goodness, of course. We cooperate with the congressional work all the time.
Oh, my goodness, of course. Oh, we can... Oh, don't you just love it? Little poetry there from Donald Rumsfeld. Jim is calling from Aledo, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Okay. I'm actually calling on this very subject here. I made the rounds calling my senators and representatives today, asking them when we're going to impeach this lion sack of
stuff.
Manure.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what did they say?
Well, basically, John Cornyn wasn't interested. Let's see. Kay Bailey Hutchison wasn't interested.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah, my local representative, Kay Granger, you know, turncoat Democrat turned Republican, now Assistant Majority Whip.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, she wasn't interested in the least.
I wouldn't think.
Uh-huh. Well, it gets better, okay?
All right.
Well, and I've got a phone number at the end of this, okay?
Okay.
Afterwards, I called the DNC to ask them on the behalf of the millions of people now wondering what the heck is going to be done about this.
Yeah.
And I spoke with Deborah in the press department.
Yeah.
Now, I told her this was going to be off the record, but she kind of blew my mind on her statements here. And I think it has to be heard.
Okay.
Okay. According to Deborah at the DNC press department, Democrats unequivocally support the president's actions in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell you.
They don't care if he lied about the reasons for war. They don't care why we went to war, and we're all happy with the results.
Now you understand that they're talking about the Democrats that they have selected to run for president. There are a lot of Democrats who don't support any of this.
Right, I know that.
Okay. But,
that's why I called.
Yeah, okay.
Anyhow, basically, I mean, all I'm seeing all across the board right now is people basically calling for impeachment or darn near calling for impeachment.
Right.
In fact, today's final writ was excellent by John Dean, who I consider to be deep throat.
Yeah, that that article he wrote at Find Law, I'm going to post it on my website tonight. That's just an incredible
piece. It's amazing, man.
Yeah, it really is.
But anyhow, I'm in total agreement with the second assistant chair of the Nebraska Democratic Party when she refers to the DNC and the DLC as Bush ass kissers. Excuse my language.
No, that's all right. You can say that.
But honestly, Deborah at the press office of the DNC said she had not heard one single item on this.
About?
She has not heard one single complaint on this.
On what? Complaint on?
Bush lying about the weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, Jesus. What's she got in her ears?
Exactly.
Corn cobs?
Well, she went on to say that apparently the only thing they even look at is the Democrats.org message board.
Oh, I see.
Which is plagued with, our favorite Republicans that call into Washington Journal every morning. Oh, I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, we need to sit here and do a full-court press on the DNC right now. I mean, everybody needs to call.
Give the phone number.
202-863-8000. That's the main number.
202-863-8000.
Yes. And we need to call en masse, basically calling for impeachment. You see, the DNC has the power to push an impeachment. We have the power to push the DNC. All we got to do is get off our butts.
Well, okay, I'm all for it.
Call,
you know me, Jim, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Let's get him. 863-8000.
You got it.
Area code 202. Jim, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir, you have a nice evening. I need a big steam shovel. I'm all for it. I'm absolutely all for it. If we can impeach a president because he was a gentleman enough in a weird, perverted way to lie, to cover up his little affair, you know what I mean by that. And we're not going to impeach a president who lied and caused the death of thousands of people, including almost 200 Americans, and that death toll is going to continue to go up, and we're going to allow this rat bastard to stay in office? Ooh, my goodness.
And bush it, bush it, bush it, their flags are all unfurled. Tons and tons of bush it, the fleas have wagged the world. Kings may come and kings may go, but King George still remains. Just say no to bush it if they haven't cooked your brains.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kicking off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the
the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Kathy, do you know why we can't get callers from Canada? I just got another email from a guy named Mark. I've gotten this several times, people who live in the Great North and can't call this program. They can't do the 800 thing. What, do you have any idea what's up with that? How's come we can get calls from Poland and the Czech Republic and Australia and the UK and Ireland, but we can't get them from Canada? Well, if somebody has an idea why that is, if you can email me and let me know. I do not understand why a Canadian telephone user cannot dial. I don't know. Do you have to dial the U.S. Country code and then dial 800-TALK-YES?
I have no idea.
Maybe somebody can help us out with that. The attempt to yank overtime pay away from Americans has failed. House Republican leaders decided to hide the bill. They did not have it. Can you believe this? They didn't have enough votes for passage. You see, sometimes when Democrats act like Democrats and call on their real constituencies, like labor unions, things get done, even though the Democrats are in a minority in the House and the Senate. Now, there was a massive lobbying effort by organized labor that targeted moderate House Republicans and, of course, all the Democrats. I think all the Democrats stayed together on this, so there's a surprise, to stop this attempt by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and corporate America to deny what Americans have had since the Fair Labor Standards Act, which I believe was passed during the Depression, wasn't it, back in the late 30s? And that act said that workers who work over 40 hours would be paid time and a half for their labor. Gee, that hardly seems fair, doesn't it? I mean, time and a half. So if somebody's making $6 an hour, they make $9 an hour. Oh, well. Anyway, the Republican thugs in this country decided that they were going to put an end to that. And they made an honest attempt. Every tool they had, or every arrow they had in their quiver. Are these similes or metaphors? Every arrow they had in their quiver, and they were defeated. They were defeated. Now, the Republicans that run the House and the Senate say they're going to reschedule the vote after they, quote, unravel the campaign of lies launched by unions, end quote. Now, of course, there is no campaign of lies unless a Republican is standing anywhere near a microphone with his mouth flapping or her mouth flapping. There was no campaign of lies at all. What happened was the Democrats and labor unions said no and notified Americans of what these bastards were trying to do, what these sleazy, slimy, middle-of-the-night, take-away-the-tax-cut for families, low-income families or poor families with children, these squirmy, living-under-rocks pieces of human offal that are called Republicans that now run this country. So they got caught with this one, and it didn't work. It didn't work. The AFL-CIO's legislative director said, quote, we're going to keep educating members of Congress and the general public about what's at stake. Yeah, what is at stake is a law that is almost 70 years old that protects workers where it concerns having your ass worked to death and not being paid for it. God, I hate these people. Have I said that yet tonight? No, I haven't. You know, it's just like the, it's like everything they do. They're just lying sons of bitches. So they got caught on this one. And organized labor and Democrats and a few moderate Republicans, and the moderate Republicans in the House that voted with Democrats in this. Why are you people still Republicans? Don't you know you're going to burn in hell for all eternity if you continue to vote Republican? You didn't know that? Well, it's going to happen. All right, stick around. After this break, I think we're going to be joined by the dude from the Christian Action Network. What's his name? Sean Twiddlethumbs? No, Jason Campbell. That's right. Stick around.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs. In other words, if one worker can do more work...
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The lights of ballparks and fast food restaurants ruin the mood for many of their neighbors. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. It's getting more and more difficult to see the evening stars through a glowing haze of urban nightlife, and more people are complaining about it. Dan Green is an astronomer at the Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, and he's a founding member of the New England Light Pollution Advisory Group. Green tracks public opinion through the advisory group's website, and he sees a lot of email on the subject of light pollution. Green says many homeowners consider stray light as unwelcome as a trespasser walking across their yards.
I've gotten many, many emails from people around the country and around the world asking for more information. And most of the people that send me email are just ordinary people seeking solutions to light trespass problems in their local communities.
Green says a common complaint is about lighting at sports venues. He says gas stations and fast food restaurants also annoy a lot of people. He says some of them use huge amounts of lighting as a form of advertising, but some communities are trying to stop this practice. Green says it's possible to install commercial lighting that's effective without being excessive.
You still have ample amounts of lighting and it isn't overkill. You don't have to have a gas station that is lit up like a brain surgeon's operating room. And we're just trying to get a little more rationality in here.
Green says techniques for directing light straight down with shields can produce plenty of light and use less electricity than typical fixtures. He says they save money and the evening sky at the same time. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Got the flying monkey ride blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
Okay, where is he, Kathy? Where's our guest? Huh? 27 before the hour. We are, well, he called in right after 9 o'clock, didn't he? It was right after 10 o'clock Eastern Time. He was a little bit early. He said he would call back. We're waiting to talk with Jason Campbell, with the Christian Action Network about the Gay Days thing and how the Christian Action Network is going to respond to it. So Kathy's going to try to track him down. God, I hope he didn't go online and listen to this program. Paul is calling from Poconos, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Another Friday night, sitting here listening to you. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, all right. Keeps you off the street, keeps you sober. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know how I could compete with some of the other calls tonight. It's just been some great stuff.
Well, it's a very entertaining audience, and, of course, you're part of that.
Yeah. Hey, look, I went down to the local...
Hey, listen, can I get you to hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, Paul, let me put you on hold.
Yep.
All right, I'll come right back to you. Okay. Okay, we're all set, Kathy? Okay. Joining us now is Jason Campbell. He is with the Christian Action Network. Jason, thanks a lot for taking some time to talk with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us.
Sure. The reason we wanted to talk with you is about the event at Disney World. Both the homosexual event and the response to that event by the Christian Action Network. Can you get now? I got the press release here, but can you give us a general sense of what the Christian Action Network has in mind?
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days, and the event has grown.
Yeah.
Right now in Orlando, right now there's 135 homosexuals and lesbians that have invaded Central Florida and the resort that we know as Disney World.
Only 135?
Only 135,000.
Oh, 135,000.
Yeah, but that gave from 1991 when they only had 5,000.
Oh, my God.
So Disney's pretty much rolled out the red carpet for them.
Right.
And said, hey, you know, we want you guys to come. But, of course, in the silence fact, they said definitely we don't. We feel that it's wrong.
But I thought Disney was family-oriented. This does not sound family-oriented to me.
It's not family-oriented. At the first couple of years when Disney started doing this, they actually put disclaimers up and said, hey, this is what's going on here. They got all upset about it and said, we can't believe you're doing this. So they took the disclaimers down.
Uh-huh.
Now, cast members at Disney are still told a dialogue of what to say when families come and they see this kind of activity because it is prevalent within the park.
Now, what kind of activity? Well, first of all, let me before you answer that, in the press release from CAN, it says, quote, from the Disney's characters themselves portraying sexual acts openly to large crowds. That's not going on, is it? You mean Goofy and Mickey?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what's going on.
Mickey and Minnie are?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I can't.
I'm glad you agree with us.
Oh, it's awful. You mean the Disney characters?
Oh, this is how they advertise this program featuring Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Wearing an earring of
an earring,
Bambata, which is a homosexual symbol. This is how they advertise it.
I'm sorry. There's something on your phone. I missed it. An earring, and then what did you say?
Well, they advertised the event with Mickey Mouse actually wearing homosexual earrings.
Right.
But the thing is also in the Magic Kingdom, you've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Oh!
No, this is true. And not only...
Why hasn't this been reported on ABC or CBS or CNN?
Because it's Disney.
Wait a second. You're absolutely right. Disney owns ABC. But why not CNN then? Why not MSNBC? Why is this not being reported where Disney characters are engaged in, I assume it's simulated sex.
Yes.
It's not real sex.
No.
Oh. Well, why is this not being reported? I have taken my grandchildren to Disney World.
Exactly.
And this occurs on what day? June what?
It used to go on Memorial Day, but now they've moved it to June. They say to do it to help, you know, Central Florida get more business. But as you know and I know, schools are getting out right now and parents
That's right.
are planning their vacations.
That's right.
And there's a lot of families that are in Disney World right now.
Well, don't they tell families, look, this is the homosexuals are in here today?
They used to, but they don't do that anymore.
They don't even tell normal people?
No, because what happened is they used to have plaques outside that said, you know, this is what's going on.
This is gay days,
not a Disney-sponsored event.
Uh-huh.
But now the cast members are told what to say when a family approaches them.
What are they? Do you have that information?
But, Mike, here's the thing. they all wear red T-shirts. I think last year their slogan was, I'm not sure what this year's slogan, a day of magic, a night of pleasure. So you've got...
A what?
A day of night, a day of magic, a night of pleasure.
Now, this is what the Disney characters wore?
No, no, this is what the homosexuals wear.
Well, this
wear
is what the homosexuals wear. Oh, a day of magic, a night of pleasure.
Yes.
What do you suppose is meant by that?
Well,
they're not talking about fantasy land there.
Maybe it is fantasy land, and it's not Pleasure Island.
Ah.
But the other thing that I think is remarkable is in the fact that these groups rent Disney tour buses, because it isn't very well organized, as the homosexuals are.
That's the other thing I was going to ask you. Your press release says that homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. Do you mean the monorail, like over to...
Not the monorail, the buses, which they have a huge, vast network of buses that transport people from the different resorts.
And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Now, we, as the Christian Action Network, has been going to Disney for 6 years and videotaping these events, and taking these events, last year we were at Hartford, Connecticut,
uh-huh.
where the shareholders met. We rented a banquet room.
Right.
We got up. Everyone was staying in that same hotel. We put flyers underneath and said, you know, there's about 1,000 people there for the
right.
stockholders meeting of Disney.
Right.
And said, come downstairs, free coffee and donuts, and let us tell you exactly what goes on in the first couple of weeks of June.
Did you show did you show any of the movies that are shown
yes,
on these buses? Oh, you're kidding!
We didn't show the movies. We showed us actually driving behind a bus,
oh, okay.
looking at the monitors.
Okay, but the stockholders could see what was on those screens?
If they came to our meeting, in which we had about 75 to 100 in attendance.
What is the Christian Action Network planning on doing now to bring this sodomite bacchanalia to an end? I mean, this is Disney World we're talking about. We're not talking about some S&M dungeon someplace. We're talking about the temple of family. Fun, you know, just someplace to go with your kids, for God's sake. What is the Christian Action Network going to do about this?
Well, you're right. It's like serving pork at a bar mitzvah.
Oh, get that out of my mouth. Oh,
that's
my God.
Exactly what we say.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is make a grassroots effort, as we always have been, in letting people know what's going on at Disney.
Right.
Also in doing that, letting the stockholders know what's going on at Disney and asking Disney to do something about it.
Yeah,
but also, we also want to give hope to the homosexuals. There's a lot of controversy.
Well, I don't know that they deserve hope.
Well, we believe that they do.
Well, this is it. Well, I don't know. I might be a little bit more fundamentalist than you. If people choose this kind of demon sort of existence, what kind of hope? I mean,
we're aimed at the behavior, not at the people.
I think they should burn in hell. Now, I was raised. I was raised Southern Baptist. And my grandmother, who had a hand in raising me, made it very clear to me that there were certain activities that deserved, and she referred to it as the lake of fire. Now, I don't know if your group still refers to the lake of fire, but my grandmother did.
Well, it's a real place.
Well, I hope to shout. But she told me that Catholics would go there, homosexuals would go there, pagans would go there, and people who took the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in vain.
You know,
I have no reason to doubt her. I do not believe that homosexuals are redeemable.
Well, I believe anybody's redeemable. If I'm redeemable, and Mike, if you're redeemable, if God's grace is sufficient, and it's for everybody.
Were you gay?
No, sir. No.
Oh, you weren't, and then redeemed. Okay, I'm just trying to get clear on this. Now,
no,
I understand this is a covert operation. Do your people dress up like homosexuals in order to blend in with the homosexuals? In order to, I understand, according to your press release here, there's going to be cameras. You're going
yes.
to use digital video equipment.
Yes.
Where in the world are you? You're not going to set these cameras up in the men's room, I hope.
No. Well, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Mark Moore and his group were at Pleasure Island. They bought tickets and they came in and they went to the different clubs. Apparently, they have different nightclubs
right.
on this island. I was not there. But actually, Disney is so scared of the Christian Action Network and exposed in this. They remember them in Hartford that they actually recognized Mark Moore and said, "You have to leave," and threatened to call the police. But the police were never
Now, that's your up. That's your lawyer, right?
No, Martin Moore is the president of the Christian.
Oh, he's the president. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's the president. Well, I can tell you why that is. That's because Disney is run by a Jew.
Well,
Well, you know that.
Right. Well, that's why we made the comment, you know, it's like serving pork.
Isn't what's his name? Michael Eisner, he's a Jew. Isn't he a Christ killer? I don't care what the Pope said. I don't care about, look, my grandmother said there are certain people who are going to roast, boil in a lake of fire. Michael Eisner is a Jew. Now, it's this whole Middle Eastern thing that's going on here. If Michael Eisner, who wields an awful lot of power, not just in Orlando, but also in Hollywood, also some of this filth that comes out over ABC Television
exactly.
Network, he's doing that because he's a Jew. And I have you people thought about the redemption of the Jews?
Well, you know, I follow my Southern Baptist teaching. It's always, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people.
Well, when they're putting out smut like this, when they're allowing this to go on at Disney World, this is God's chosen people at work? I think not, sir.
Well, there will be a day that we're all held accountable, Jews and Gentiles alike.
Well, you don't see a Gentile running Disney World. That's run by a Jew. I'm sorry. If this is a little bit too strong for you, I do apologize. Again, I was taught, and you say you're Southern Baptist. My grandmother was Southern Baptist, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Now, it was in a northern state, but a Southern Baptist convention. And it was made very clear to me that Catholics, because they worship graven idols, would burn in hell unless they repented. Jews, because they were responsible for the murder of our Lord and Savior, they would unless they repented, they would burn in hell. Homosexuals did not have even a chance. Now, I understand there's been a no-fly zone established over Disney World in order to try to stop your freedom of speech.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Joe Glover with the Family Policy Network, actually located here in Virginia, filed a lawsuit in federal court to lift the ban after September 11th to fly a plane that said Jesus Christ, Hope for Homosexuals.com.
Well, they're afraid you're going to have a bomb on the plane.
Well,
think about the possibilities. If you have 130,000, what did you say, 135,000?
135,000.
135,000 queers and dykes and homosexuals in Disney World, a bomb might be a good idea. Now, I may be too radical for you, but think about the possibilities. Let's just stop for a second here. You get a Piper Cherokee or whatever, a two-seater plane. You have a weapon of mass destruction somewhere in the plane. Have your pilot, have your person who can open the door and kick this bomb out just as you fly over Treasure Island. 135,000 queers are wiped out. I think it's a pretty good idea. That's a good start, anyway.
Well, our message is not towards the to the homosexual himself, because we believe there's hope for him.
What about the
behavior?
Well, all right, what about the dykes?
Not the behavior. I mean, not the person, the behavior.
I'm sorry. I don't separate. That's like saying somebody who commits murder, well, you know, he's okay. It's just that he committed a murder. It's his behavior.
Mike, you make a very good point.
Queers are queers.
We believe that there will be God's judgment that will be brought on the individual homosexuals, as well as our nation,
yeah,
if groups like Christian Action Network, Family Policy Network, American Family Association, doesn't start standing up. You know, Mike, I used to work in Washington, D.C. for 2.5 years with the Christian Coalition.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Christian Coalition?
And I hate to say this. They've
become awfully liberal. I don't know. Ever since Ralph Reed decided to stop doing Christ's work and become a politician,
exactly.
The Christian Coalition has become way. Well, I wrote them a letter the last time they solicited me for a contribution. I contributed to them. I wrote them a letter and said, "You people have become liberal. You're just like Hillary Clinton. No more money." So I don't know if you agree with that. But.
Well, I took over. Two people took over Ralph's job after I did, then I became their spokesman and media director.
Uh-huh.
And I will agree with you on that. But we sat in Washington, D.C. and saw the homosexual agenda explode.
Mm-hmm. And, they're all over the place.
Well,
they're like cockroaches.
They are cockroaches, but in Washington, D.C., which is all fueled by lobby and influence, they were well organized.
Oh, yeah.
And they got their agenda through.
Oh.
And the conservatives and the pro-family people and the pro-life people sat back and said, "We don't want to take this on." Family Research Council, for example.
Right.
They completely, Gary Bauer's group, after he left, just said, "We don't even want to deal with homosexuals anymore."
Well, you know, I don't understand how good Christian Americans voted for the Bush-Cheney ticket. You know, Dick Cheney's daughter is a queer. And you know, Phyllis Schlafly's son is queer, and Newt Gingrich's sister is queer. What is going on?
Well, I think we're looking at a Bush White House that's had more homosexuals in the executive branch of government.
I think so.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I think so.
Scott Everett in a position in the White House. That was a red ticket for conservatives to say, hey, let's do something about this, yet we stood silent.
Why is a Christian man like George Bush putting homosexuals in positions of power? I'm curious about Rumsfeld. I've never seen Rumsfeld with his wife. I don't know if he's married. What about Rumsfeld? What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about that. You know, he's the defense secretary, so that automatically gives you the idea that he's a man's man.
Well, I've heard some stuff. I don't know if it comes through the Christian Action Network, but I have heard through our contacts on this network, and we're the IE America radio network, I have heard stories about some of the upper levels of the Rumsfeld Justice Department. So I just wondered if you heard. Hey, listen, we have to take a break, Jason, but we have a couple more minutes in the segment. Can you stick around? Because I want to know how people can get in touch and kind of assist Christian Action Network. Can you stick around for just a second?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. We're talking with Jason Campbell. He's with the Christian Action Network, and what they're doing to going undercover at Disney World about this abomination that's called Gay Days. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Fantila mm-hmm. is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Fantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American.
Truth, justice, and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
We're talking with Jason Campbell from the Christian Action Network. I love that song, Jason.
That's a great song.
I love that song.
And, listening, I didn't know much about your radio program, but I tell you, you're a true American.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I had some liberal goof call in and get angry at me. That's what that promo was about. I am conservative. I believe in certain things, and one of the things I believe in is that, I'm not saying you're a liberal. I just think your position is a little bit shaky on homosexuality and on the Jews.
Let me ask you a question. We were talking about grandmas, and I had a grandma just like yours. She lived here in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But it makes me wonder, back then, homosexuality was just, there was no thought of it. And 10 years ago...
Well, they had the decency to do it out in the woodshed or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Our argument right now is saying 10 years ago when Ellen came out, that was this huge hoopla on this thing. Look where we are in 10 years ago when primetime TV has one openly homosexual, where we are now, where I believe the count's 86.
It's an outrage. And,
yeah.
and the thought, when I think, I've got 5 grandchildren, when I think of my, and they're scattered all over the country, I don't know how many of them have been to Disney World, but when I think that they might go to Disney World or Disneyland, now do they do this at Disneyland?
It's a network.
All right.
In Anaheim, California later.
Oh my God. I think about my grandkids watching Mickey and Minnie in a sexual act.
Well, Mickey and Minnie would be fine, but Mickey and Goofy.
That's right. I mean, see, there you go. My mind just won't get around the idea of same-sex sexual partners. So, Mickey and Minnie, that's bad enough.
But Mike, they actually have a place in Disney World that shows where Mickey lives and where Minnie lives, and the kids can go and they can visit, and the fact that they're not living together.
Do they show these XXX videos there?
No, they don't show them there, but if a child's riding beside one of the buses that is transporting homosexuals to the different resorts and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
It might
turn him queer.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids.
That's exactly what
they're after the kids. I can't take this anymore, Jason. I'm angry. They're after the children. I've got 5 grandchildren. I cannot stand this. I am ready. Look, I am a peaceful man. I'm ready to kill somebody. God bless you, Mr. Campbell. You're doing God's work down there trying to keep Disney free from the evil queers. I hope you'll come on this program again. We're out of here for this segment. Jason Campbell, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you taking your time, sir.
Well, thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Hate those queers. I swear to God I hate them. Hate them! Mickey and Goofy and Christ Almighty doing each other. What is this? Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. Jesus!
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Jim Hawk. An attack using biological weapons could be next for Al-Qaeda. Claim in Newsweek is based on accounts given by a Taliban source. The magazine reports Osama bin Laden continues to play leadership and planning roles with the network. It says he's in good health and living in a secure mountainous region of Afghanistan. The accounts of bin Laden's continued leadership contradict U.S. intelligence that says he's been choked off from his operatives. The North American Aerospace Defense Command says F-16 fighter jets will be buzzing Washington tomorrow night as part of another readiness drill. The dual-engine jets will be flying at low altitudes along the Potomac River and elsewhere around Washington. NORAD says the exercise is due to last from around 10:30 tomorrow night until around midnight. As of today, the nation remains on a code yellow alert, although it may be bumped back up to a code orange as September 11th draws closer. Hollywood has lost one of its tough guys. Actor Charles Bronson died of pneumonia over the weekend in Los Angeles. He was 81 years old. One of 15 children, Bronson was a coal miner before entering the Army during World War II. He played bit parts and character roles for 23 years before 1974's Death Wish finally turned him into a star at the age of 53. The National Football League's four-day blitz on Washington begins today on the National Mall. The $10 million celebration marking the start of the regular season will culminate with a huge concert Thursday night, just before the Redskins meet the New York Jets at FedEx Field in nearby Landover, Maryland. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy says the four-day kickoff festival is aimed at starting on a high note.
We'll create a Super Bowl-like atmosphere. We're attempting to begin the season with as much excitement as we do ending the season.
A large portion of the National Mall is now cordoned off from 7th to 14th Streets Northwest between Constitution and Independence Avenues. Thursday's nationally televised free concert on the mall expected to draw 300,000. More in a moment.
Save a place for me. Save a space for me.
Kids grow up and kids dream. Some dream of going to college. Dreams the United Negro College Fund helps make real. But for every deserving student we help, there's one we can't. Not without the funds. Please help us ensure there will be a place for everyone with a dream.
Save a place for me.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Call 1-800-332-UNCF.
A message from the Ad Council.
American workers are at the top of the heap in terms of productivity around the world. A United Nations study being published today says U.S. worker productivity has risen annually much faster than in Europe and Japan in recent years. The study shows the U.S. holds its lofty standing for productivity because Americans worked relatively long weeks and took few holidays. Americans worked on average 1,825 hours last year. That's between 280 and 480 more hours than workers in Norway, France, and Belgium. Now, many American workers are putting in more than 40 hours and not getting paid overtime. More after this.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Treasury Secretary John Snow is in Asia as U.S. business and labor groups urge him to get tough with Asian trade giants. Many businesses feel Japan and China's currency policies are unfair. Both the U.S. and Japan have expressed concern about China's currency. The National Association of Manufacturers and about 80 other groups say they may seek an investigation that could trigger trade sanctions. And it's back to class tomorrow for students across the country, and drivers are being reminded to stay alert. While driving through neighborhoods, drivers are being asked to obey the speed limit and watch for kids. Drivers must also obey crossing guard signals and stop for school buses with flashing lights. Passing a stopped school bus carries a stiff penalty and fine. In addition, drivers are being reminded that the law requires them to use seat belts and child safety seats. Also required, lots of patience until those traffic patterns settle down. I'm Jim Hawken. This is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Acquisition fee, gross capitalized cost, and money factor. Nope, these aren't one-liners from the latest Wall Street production. They're strictly a car leasing soliloquy. When I come back, I'll tell you what they mean. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Hamlet had it easy. To be or not to be was a piece of cake. To buy or to lease is a much tougher question. So listen up. Acquisition fee, the upfront cost of leasing, including a security deposit. Gross capitalized cost, that's the vehicle's purchase price. Money factor, the lease rate, a finance cost like interest on bank loans. These terms are just the first act. Knowing the whole script can determine if your buy-lease decision is a comedy or a tragedy. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Oh, my God, I haven't stopped laughing for the past 8 minutes. Good God Almighty. Whoo. What was his name? Jason Campbell? www.christianaction.org. Oh, my God, let me get my breath. Now, if you want to, White Rose Society will have that archived. If you want to, if you want to go to White Rose Society and download that and do anything with it that you want to do with it, like I said, anything we do on this program, as far as I'm concerned, becomes public domain. So, oh my God, I especially like the part about renting the Piper Cherokee with a bomb in it and flying over. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of, see, is somebody maybe, just possibly, just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak. Peter is calling from Cupertino, California. Hey, Peter.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, listen, that was a brilliant segment.
Oh, that had me going. I mean, I almost got lost in that myself.
That was just too brilliant.
Donald Duck with no pants?
Lord. anyway.
Yeah, right, really.
So the thing is, did he say that the characters in costume do homosexual acts?
Yeah, they do each other.
All right, so here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
A good friend of mine was an actor at Disney, and they, you know, that's a bunch of BS. Because that's their corporate image, and
of course these people are crazy.
They're not going to alter the characters.
No, of course not.
I mean, the guy was so that's just a lie.
Yeah,
and you know I have proof of that. That's a lie. So
do you ever listen to the Phil Hendry show?
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't?
No, I do not.
Okay, he's based in L.A. He does a late night program. Well, it's late night here on the East Coast, but. How far is Cupertino from?
Cupertino is just in the Bay Area. This is.
You're up north. Okay.
We're just a tad north of San Jose and a tad south of.
Gotcha.
San Francisco.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We don't. Yeah. But I know of him, but I have not listened to.
Well, he's got a great show. The reason I brought it up is because Hendry does. I mean, his whole program is like that segment. I mean, he gets. Of course, he has some magic that he does. You kind of have to be in on what Hendry's method of operating is. But he gets people on the air like that. And to me, sometimes when we're driving home here, it's midnight after midnight here on the East Coast, and I tune in one of the local stations carries Phil Hendry. I listen to his program, and it just always cracks me up. By the time I get home, I'm usually laughing and pretty hard. But this guy that we had on here, this Christian Action Network dude, I mean, man... it's pretty hard to make one of them appear to be a liberal, but I think we did it.
Well, that was I wouldn't want it to blow up, use the plane to pull. You know, that was brilliant when you took that angle, and you know did the Piper Cherokee, and you know you kill you know.
Well, you out crazy them. Sometimes it works to out crazy these people. You know,
you just got to make that far right tack. You have to go tack even righter than them. And
yeah, this guy thinks he's right wing. I'll show you right wing.
The whole thing about the Christian Coalition, too. That was also brilliant.
The true liberal. I'm not sending them a check anymore. Bastards. They all went communist on me.
And Rummy being gay. Right. Hey, you never know. He might be.
Hey, he's a man's man.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Go figure.
Peter, thanks for checking in.
Hey, have a good evening.
All right, sir. You too. Appreciate your call. Isn't that what young Mr. Jason said, that the Defense Department was a manly place or something? What did he say? Open your mic. Go ahead.
You had said that you'd never seen Rumsfeld with his wife or any woman for that matter.
Right.
And he said, well, as the Secretary of Defense, he is a man's man.
What does that mean?
Probably means he's down there with Goofy. I don't know.
I don't know either. Jesus. Oh, well. Paul is calling from Poconos, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul.
How am I supposed to compete with that?
you can't. I can't compete with that. We might as well just shut the program down and go home right now.
That was too much.
Oh, that had me going.
That was too much. One interesting comment was this gentleman was saying that he hates the sin and not the sinner, but he called homosexuals a bunch of cockroaches.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I mean, that's just like saying, it's sheer hypocrisy.
Well,
you were good though. You're going to burn in hell for what you did to that gentleman.
Oh, I can't wait for that. You know, I look forward to sitting on the shores of the Lake of Fire, getting a nice suntan. You know, roasting some hot dogs and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my wife had lunch with Newt's sister last year sometime. She didn't come home a lesbian, so I don't know.
Well, then your wife is just very lucky. She must have had on her Christian armor. Because you know, when you're around queers, you turn queer. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
I had the misfortune of watching NBC News tonight, and they were talking about the Department of Defense article stating that about the weapons of mass destruction, and Brokaw, whatever his name is, he basically said that the Department of Defense article confirmed that there were weapons of mass destruction. He didn't say that there was no stockpiles, etc., that the memo basically said. So NBC reported it that there was. We now have proof of the weapons of mass destruction.
Well, sure. NBC, of course, owned by General Electric, which is one of the major weapons manufacturers in the country. So, so NBC's solidly on board now with the lies and the BS, right?
And of course, I was sitting at my local pizza shop having dinner tonight, and I was watching this, and I start yelling, "I can't stand Bush." I mean, I just,
right.
People look at me like, "What kind of weirdo?" So, yeah. You did good, Mike.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Good night, sir.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Tony is calling from Waukegan, Illinois. Hey, Tony. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Man, you had that guy going so bad.
He had me going.
I was like, my God.
You know, when you walk into the mind of these people like that and really get kind of on their level, it's really scary because you find yourself, or at least I find myself, just kind of drifting towards the vortex. And you get real close, and it's like, oh, my God, it's not a game for them. It may be a game for me in that moment, but, these people breathe and eat and live this stuff. And it's just like, Jesus, how can you be so devoted where your whole life is fixated on contempt for your fellow human being? And what is amazing to me is how easy it was for him not to protest when I said, well, you know, Michael Eisner's a Jew.
He was eating that stuff up.
All of it, you know.
He was eating all of that up. And you could tell at some point he was like, wait, this guy is even more hardcore than I am.
Yeah, he was. That had him.
But he
didn't
want to tell you that.
I know, it was a little scary for him. Like, you want a conservative? I'll conservative, sucker. You know, oh, man. But it is kind of scary. I tend to try to stay away from people like that. But we just couldn't pass this up tonight when I got this press release yesterday. And I said to Kathy, you know, we ought to just invite this dude on the program and see how far we can go with it. So it was pretty hard to pass up. And if I burn in hell, it'd be worth it.
Well, believe me, that's the kind of stuff that actually needs to happen. I mean, people like this, they need to be exposed for really who and what they are.
Yeah,
even if
so.
They don't know it themselves.
I think so. God knows there's enough hate on this planet. And frankly, you know, over the course of my life, I am just so sick of homophobia, I could start smashing stuff. I mean, I am so sick of homophobia. I can't stand homophobes. I can't stand this constant beating and grinding on people because of what they are or what they choose to be. You know, if it's genetic, fine. If it's not, it's nobody's damn business. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what I do or what she does or he does. Who in the hell died and gave these right-wingers the authority to say, well, this is how you're going to conduct your sex life? So to me, it doesn't matter if it's genetic, a choice, a drunken blowout. I don't care. You know, just stay the hell out of my bedroom, stay the hell out of my pants, and I'll stay out of yours. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
I'm so sick of it. I'm just sick of the homophobia. It's like I got so sick of racism against Americans of African descent. I mean, it just makes me gag. Makes me want to throw up. All of this stuff does. But when you get one of these freaks on, we'll try to snag a KKKer sometime in our little web here and get one of those psycho sons of bitches on.
Well, you know, you don't have to work real hard at that. I mean, you're down there in Georgia. You've got
no kidding.
I mean, you've got the what is the Council of Conservative something or other?
Yeah, they're all over down here. It's just that, you know, and people want to know, well, you're a liberal, Mike. Why do you have guns? That's why I have guns. It's where I live.
Man, I would never live down in Georgia. I mean, Illinois, the only reason Georgia has anything better than Illinois is the fact that you guys have warm weather throughout the year, the majority compared to
Well, yeah, and in Waukegan, Illinois, you've got two seasons. You've got winter and July, you know.
You got that right.
And down here, we have four honest-to-God seasons. I like the South. I like the weather. I like the topography. And sometimes you meet white folks and black folks that you really do like. But there's also the element down here that is just psychopathic. But it's also great fun. It's like living in a goddamn zoo. I mean, it really is. Excuse my French, but that's what it's like. It's like living in some kind of an asylum, you know? But it's fun.
You know what? It's amazing you should mention that. I went down to Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm a native of Arkansas, by the way.
Yeah.
And every time I go home, I am amazed by just how impoverished the people are. I'm amazed by how little they expect out of life, and yet how entirely beholden they are to to their religious leaders and their dogma.
To their oppressors. That's right. They're totally beholden to their oppressors, the people, the ideology, the politics that keeps them just ground into the mud. It's incredible. That's another thing that just irritates me beyond belief. Oppressed people who suck up to their oppressors. I don't understand that.
I'm afraid that these are people who really, if they had a choice, they would still do now.
They continue to choose mental and emotional slavery. I think you're right. Hey, Tony, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You too. You have a nice evening. All right, so I said a bad word. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, we're all adults. Get over it. If you watch, what's that New York City cop thing, NYPD Blue or some of that stuff, you're going to hear the same language. I don't make a habit of it, and every once in a while it slips out. I do live in a zoo. I live in the South. It's a fun zoo. You know, I mean, I get off on it. I think it's fun. So if you're offended by my expletive, I apologize. You want to make a federal case out of it, call the FCC. You know, whatever you want to do. That's fine with me. That guy still has my brain twisted up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Fly and enjoy America's great destination spots. Get down to Disney World in Florida.
She has a girlfriend now.
All right, Mr. President.
She has a girlfriend now. She said, guys don't do no more for me.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Hi, everybody. Doug Steffen here. It looks like we're having some minor technical problems here at the program. But please stick around. We've dispatched the whole Doug Steffen Good Day technical staff to get this thing fixed. I'm sure we'll be back with our regular show in just a few moments. While we're waiting, here's one of my favorites from the Doug Steffen Memory Vault.
It's gonna be a good time morning, a good time morning meeting. We're gonna have a good time, and we're gonna go down the street.
7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Survey question this morning: is there a dumbing down of America by our government and the media? In other words, is there a conspiratorial relationship between the two, and are you the victim? The option for you to select Doug Steffen, stephan.com. Yes, we don't care about the rest of the world.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderstand. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And partner, all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy.
Okay. 25 past the hour. We're at 800. Talk yes. Porking Porky Pig. Is that what Ed in Florida? Something about porking Porky Pig. Oh my God! John is calling from Buffalo, New York. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I have to tell you, I feel very, very relieved right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have to make a confession.
All right.
Since you changed time slots, I've not caught your show.
Uh oh.
Okay, which is a bad thing, and I apologize for that.
Okay, you're forgiven.
But the first time I turn it on at night, I hear you say, I am a conservative. And then I hear you talking about bombing Disney World, and these gay guys are going to burn in hell. I think, oh, my God, what happened? What did they do to Mike?
Right. I took the red pill.
And then I figure, well, it's got to be pods.
Right.
Look in the closet. I wonder if they got Kathy, too. Man, what a jolt. So, anyway, it was great. I mean, you know, after, like, you know, 30 seconds of it, it's like, well, Mike's really having this guy on. I'm just like...
Well, I haven't had this much fun since the last mass squirrel killing I've had in my backyard. You know, that's always fun, too.
Well, that was terrific.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I do have one other little thing.
Sure.
This is kind of a hopeful thing.
Okay.
Not gloomy about all this coverage that's been starting to form about what's been apparent to most of us, the lies about the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that these rat bastards are starting to get defensive?
And
the media, certain elements of the media, not NBC, obviously NBC is sold out, but certain elements of media... are starting to ask if not the most piercing questions, at least they're dancing around the right questions.
Well, the thing that I'm hopeful about in this whole situation, if it was just here, I would say, well, you know, it's going to blow over. Rove will pull one of his color-coded alerts out of his pocket or something.
Right.
But England and Australia are both simmering on the stove, too. Tony Blair's got a bunch of embarrassing questions to answer.
That's right.
They're having problems in Australia. And if they get major investigations and revelations in those places...
The truth will come out there.
It's gonna have to seep in over here eventually.
That's a good point.
I just think that the dam might break.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't thought of that aspect of where it concerns the United States. Tony Blair, since they have, they've got a parliamentary form of government, he's got to answer questions. He's got to answer them whether he wants to or not. He's by tradition, he shows up in the House of Commons, what, every Wednesday, and takes questions, and he better by God have the answers. Now, they have their system of putting together an official panel of inquiry is different from ours, but it's also it's not as freewheeling as we might think. Tony Blair is suggesting he's going to appoint a panel to investigate all this nonsense that will report to him, and some of the Labor Party backbenchers and God forbid some of the conservatives are joining in. Conservatives are joining in just to pile on, I think, but they're saying no, it's got to be more independent commission. We are never, as long as the Bush crime family's in power, we're not going to have an independent commission about anything in this country.
I agree.
Whether it's the mass murder that occurred here on September 11th, or the theft of the election in Florida, or the Bush crime family's lies, and
you know what has to happen?
Yeah, we got to.
But I think it will happen at some point. Is someone who sees themselves in their immediate future being made a scapegoat for the Bush people.
There you go.
Who's in the administration is going to say, nope, I'm not going down.
And blows the whistle.
Here's
the smoking gun. That's right. Hey, listen, John, tune in more often, all right?
I'm back.
All right,
sir. I'm glad you're okay, Mike.
Yeah, we're just fine. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
All right, you have a nice weekend. I'm going to Disney World.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The UN-sponsored International Labor Organization released a report today ranking workers around the world by productivity. The United States is number one, where the average worker provided $60,728 worth of labor to the national economy last year, averaging $32 of output per hour. But Americans rank first because they spend more time at work than anyone else. While workers in countries like Belgium, France, and Norway work fewer hours per year, workers in all three countries have a higher average output per hour than their American counterparts. And although American workers provided more than $60,000 worth of labor last year, the average U.S. yearly income is $56,000.
You must stand up and go back to the sidewalks. You are subject to arrest.
Civil disobedience at Yale University. 83 striking workers were arrested on Friday for blocking New Haven traffic just as Yale's freshman class arrived on campus. All were released on bond and will face disorderly conduct charges in court next week. John Wilhelm is president of the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union. He says he joined Friday's civil disobedience because talks haven't yielded much progress of late.
For example, they repackaged their pension proposal without any improvement either in what Yale would put into the pension plan or what the retirees would get out of it.
Strikes are a way of life for Yale workers. 8 of their last 10 contracts were won only after employees withdrew their labor.
Celebration among 850 workers held in slavery at a coffee plantation in Brazil. It's the largest raid of its kind for the Brazilian government, who began cracking down on slavery practices on ranches and farms earlier this year. So far, more than 2,000 people have been set free.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Look, if you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
We're having our own gay pride night here, I guess, tonight. We're at 800-TALK-YES. if you'd like to join in the fun and frivolity. Ross is calling from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Ross, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Hello?
Yeah, Ross, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Ross, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Okay, can I quick put in a very quick plug?
Sure.
Okay, I'm a regular at Democratic Underground.
Uh-huh.
I'm known there as RK.
RK?
Okay, and all the people there, as far as I know, are listening.
Yeah.
So I'm saying hello to everybody there.
Wave.
Huh?
Wave. Wave at them.
Huh?
Wave at them. We have special hookups with the IE America Radio Network. If you'll just wave, they'll see you.
Okay.
Are you waving? Are you waving?
Oh, man. Mike, you had me laughing so hard at that guy from the Christian Action Network.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, man. Now I got a bruise on my leg from falling off my chair.
Yeah, I had to wait till the commercial breaks. It was pretty hard, too. I thought I was going to pee my pants.
I wish you would have let him know.
No!
Exactly.
No, because, you know, maybe someday we can have him back on again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but it was so much fun.
I know.
Making him look like the total jerk he is.
Well, these people scare the bejesus out of me, and I just figure, well, they don't really scare me like, oh, God, they're going to do something to me, because I break his ass in about 13 seconds. But they scare me because of their ideology, because of the poison they pump into the society, because of their connections in media, their connections in politics. I just don't like bigots. I don't care if they're anti-Semitic, anti-Arab, anti-Jew, I already said that, anti-gay, anti-straight.
Yeah,
I don't care what they are. You know, I don't like them.
They just arrested a guy like that in North Carolina, Eric Rudolph.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's go blow up some gay bars. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I mean, on court TV, they just showed what that guy was like, how he grew up, etc. And his mother was on the program saying that he's
a good Christian young man or something.
Oh, yeah, young man, and that he's totally innocent, and the whole thing is a big government conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just total government conspiracy.
Because according to her, she's a leftist.
Right, yeah, okay.
Can you say,
yeah, can you say, up the dose of Prozac? Hey, Ross, I'm glad you found, how did you find this program? From Democratic Underground?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, listen, spread the word if you can, if you would, and thanks for checking. I hope you call again.
Okay, and hi, everybody, to you.
Wave.
Waving.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, Ross, thank you. Appreciate your call. You didn't know we could do that on this program, did you? I've got to say this, you know, I'm always busting the Democrats, Democratic Party leadership, but here's a pat on the back to them. Democrats blocked, this is a couple of days ago, blew right by us, they blocked routine minor bills, just minor bills in the House earlier this week to protest the refusal of Republican leaders to consider extending the child tax credits to low-income families. Now, as a result of that, there's an effort being made, I think, in the Senate to repair the damage that these sons of bitches did where it concerned this so-called tax cut plan, where the Bush crime family is out there lying through their teeth about it's going to have this tax benefit for working class Americans, which is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. So the Democrats, for a change, found that sometimes it works to use your spine for something other than a place to rest your head. So they decided to bring everything to a stop. Now, granted, it was only minor bills, but they what they did is just stop everything. Brought the House to a halt. And after that, in the Senate, Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat from Arkansas, tried but failed to force a vote on similar legislation in the Senate to bring that to a legislative body to a halt. Maybe the Texas Democrats have shown the National Democrats some tactics that the National Democrats better by God use. They are not going to, there's going to be no compromise. All this stuff about compromising, oh, I'm glad to see the bipartisanship. Oh, give me a break. There's no bipartisanship. Bipartisanship is what Republicans call it when Democrats roll over and ask to have their bellies scratched. That's bipartisanship, where Democrats go along with the Republican agenda. It's time to fight. Now, maybe some of these Democrats are starting to figure this out. Jesus, how far behind us, you and me, are they? How far behind the Texas Democrats are they? Maybe Tom Daschle and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these people will say, by God, we've had enough. And will do things like just bring the House and the Senate to a dead standstill. So that's what they did. Our webmaster is checking in, Mark, from, boy, I always forget the name of your company, Maximum Interactive.
Hey.
Here he is.
You're a crazy man.
The guy with the voice of God on speed. Yeah, or on Quaaludes, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
You're just a nut, you know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was just, if there was ever something that ought to be like continuously looped in a radio hall of fame, that was it right there.
You know, the spider comes out in one when one sees a huge fat fly in one's web. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. And the funny thing was that I tuned in, I guess, in like the first 5 minutes of it, because I got in the door late.
Yeah.
And I'm listening, and I'm going, first I'm going, oh, okay, Mike's just being sarcastic. And then you kept going, and I'm going, what is he doing? I didn't get until I heard the other guy. I just wanted to call and say it was brilliant, and it will be once with the kind assistance of Ben over at WhiteRoseSociety.org.
Yeah.
Once he puts it up, I will excerpt it and get it on the site by the morning. It was just.
Oh, that's good. That's good because you know it's just sometimes this job really sucks. You know, I've said this on the air because everything seems so. So sucky, you know, all the stuff we have to talk about is just really nasty stuff. And once in a while, it's good to be able to laugh. I have to tell you, during the breaks in here and during the break at the top of the hour, I thought I was going to lose it. Just laughing. I mean, this was, it was like I was watching somebody else's gig. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. I couldn't believe you could stay straight-faced long enough to do that.
It was just like, you know, Kathy, do something, put on some music. I have to pee. You know, I mean.
Oh, and that's another thing, Kathy, that music. Those single that was that but when you came out of the break and you said I love that song,
right.
I'm trying as hard as I can just to keep standing up. It was just both of you. That was brilliant. You guys are great. Hey, listen, you keep up the work. Have a good weekend. All right.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
Now, don't do that too often, okay? Because
it
gives one pause for a minute till you catch on to what's going on.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I told Kathy before the program. I think I'm going to do this, but it just makes me a little bit nervous. Somebody just tuning in the program, you know, because some liberals. Said, you got to listen to the Mike Malloy show. This guy is really a righteous dude. And they tune in and they hear that and they're going, holy Christ, what was that? You know?
And that was what really got me was after that record, when Kathy played that record coming out of the break, and you said, I love that song. And he said, I love it too. And by the way, I'd never heard your show before, but after listening, I can tell you're a good American.
You're damn right.
was brilliant.
That's when you know the hook is set.
Yep, totally.
And you can start reeling them in. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Hey, you be well. Have a good weekend.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Our webmaster from Maximum Interactive, Mark Marshall. Taxi driver number 12, that would be James, calling from Santa Fe. Hey, James.
Yes, my name is irrelevant. It's only number 12.
I know. I understand. I understand. Did you see that? You saw the movie Taxi, didn't you? With
Taxi Driver?
Yeah, Taxi Driver.
That was a pretty good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm causing you some blocking intersection here. All right. They weren't the fundamentalist infiltrator. Mike, you were the fundamentalist infiltrator.
Hey, there's always a lot of fun infiltrating infiltrators. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like being in a fun house, being in a mirror where you go through the mirror, but the mirror is really not a reflection of you. You're a reflection of what's reflected in the mirror. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
I turn on the radio, and we have this brand new system in the cars right now. And I'm so unbelievably disoriented, and I can't figure it out. And I turn on the Mike Malloy show, and I hear this, I'm like, what the hell is this? Is it like opposite day or something like this? I couldn't figure out what was going on. Even like, you know, I can't find my pen, and then I turn on Mike Malloy, and he sounded like some sort of like person down there in the religious band. I'm like, what is going on here? And I go, oh, wait a minute, he's probably like beating this guy. He had to call in or something like that. And then I guess it took me about 15 minutes. Actually, you're doing a really good job. I felt like maybe someone had like pirated your signal and was like doing a voice impersonation of you or something like that.
Pod people, yeah. Yeah. Well, all I was trying to do there, James, is to get you confused. So,
yeah.
So if it worked, then if you were confused, it did work.
The only thing that I would say that might be generating you a lot of hate mail right now is if you, like you said before, if you had any first-time listeners and they tuned in during that segment.
Yeah.
They might be hating their friend that suggested that they listen to you.
Well, all the mail I've gotten about 30 emails during and right after that segment, and it was all from people just going, wow, this is so funny. So, you know, I think the lurkers, I think the, you know, the neo-fascist lurkers who listen to this program, they're a little bit afraid to write an email because I don't know what they're afraid of. I have no idea. But
I used to work for a paper that was very libertarian. And I used to pull stuff like that on, you know, I used to be a fundamentalist libertarian infiltrator. And it was real fun because people couldn't tell what we were doing if you pulled it off right. They, you know, they wouldn't know if you're your friend or enemy. They wouldn't know if they want to punch you in the face or buy you a beer.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so.
Yeah.
It was great. I was actually, it was probably also because of the fact that I was so preoccupied with trying to figure out this new technology. I was totally like, I thought it was like I was in the wrong planet, or like it was like, you know, a Star Trek episode where we go to the evil opposite universe?
Sure, sure.
I thought I'd like maybe like somehow like hit like a wormhole and gone there for a little while.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, you went through a little space time continuum on the streets of Santa Fe and wound up in
sure.
In a parallel universe. Sure.
And Mike Malloy is a right winger.
Yeah, that can happen. Stuff like
there
that.
You go.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for checking in, James.
Yeah,
all right, sir. Bizarro world, yeah. Patrick is calling from Owensboro, Kentucky. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the program.
Oh, F. Anita Bryan, who the hell is he? Telling all those faggots that they can be free. Throw that bitch in prison, and again she'll see. What do you know those homosexuals mean to me?
Is that something you wrote?
No. Well, who is that guy? David Allan Coe.
Oh, my God. Coe? C-O-E? David Allan Coe? That's a country western song?
It's some southern Confederate redneck
here, now,
singer that's
now,
been around forever.
Now, you're in...
Down your way. You
hey, you live in Kentucky, pal. I live in Georgia, so when you start talking about dumb southerners, you know, be careful, because that's where we live.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know.
All right.
I know. Hey, no Bush Gore in 2004.
It's Crackers, the Slipperazzi, the Dropsy, and Snide. What are you trying to say?
hey, Monday night.
Yeah.
You are cordially invited to a major Kentucky Kissinage meeting in Louisville, Kentucky.
You know, I probably won't be there because we have a show to do.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that offer. I really do. I'm sure eventually Kucinich is going to get down here.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Hey, I just sent some Kucinich material to Bart Kopp.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, get Hollywood on Dennis Kucinich's side. Hooray for Hollywood. Hear that, Bob Dole?
How much have you had to drink tonight, Patrick?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh,
nothing.
Okay.
I'm just trying to cheer up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
it's hard, I know.
After tonight, that summed it all up. That was terrific.
Well, I appreciate the invitation to come to a Kucinich event in Louisville, but obviously...
Well, for anybody hearing, it's in Louisville at the Clifton Center.
The Clifton Center?
Yeah. Anybody hearing? I know we've got some Lexington listeners.
And when is it now?
It's Monday evening at the Clifton Center, 7 to 9 Eastern.
Okay.
And you can call 502-459-1729 to get all the details.
All right. Now, you have to say that much slower.
502-459-1729 to get all the details.
And that's for the Kucinich event this coming Monday.
This coming Monday evening.
In Louisville.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot for checking in, Patrick. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, sir. Take care. Bob is calling from, this is our Madison, Wisconsin bureau chief. Hey, Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I hope you're I hope you're satisfied with yourself leading that poor man on.
Right, well.
I got to confess, now I know what it's like when people tuned into the War of the Worlds broadcast late. Uncle Sam's going, what the hell happened to him?
Right.
You know, start getting a video feed to see if you got a scar on your skull or something.
I know. It's
awful. Just freaked me out. But
it's awful.
After a while, I'm going, oh, okay, I get it now.
Right.
I've had a few, so my brain's a little slow, if that's an excuse.
No, what can I say? I just don't like these people.
You're a cruel man, and it was very fun.
You know, and how one expresses one's contempt or dislike, my Zen master has been trying to teach me this for like 20 years, and I refuse. You know, he keeps saying, reach for the beads, and I keep reaching for the gun. Right, I keep reaching for the gun. But the whole point is to, you know, take the energy and absorb it and just reshape it. And then discharge it back into the universe, and all kinds of magical tricks can happen that way. But I just don't have the patience for it. You know, like I say, I'd rather smash something than try to reshape it.
On a completely different thing, because I haven't had a chance to get a hold of you. I want to ask you, and listen, when you first heard that Eric Rudolph had been arrested,
yeah.
The first thing that went through my head is Ashcroft going to indict him or offer him a job?
I know. I had the same thought, you know.
You know, I could just say, how do you do Marshall Eric Rudolph? That's it, Martha. Pack up. We're moving to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, there's the music. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, take care.
All right, see you. Have a nice weekend.
One way you can help is to find a child who needs somebody older in their life to say, I love you.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered.
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided.
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff, but what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show, and you're abusing it, and I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
The siren of the ambulance, the deadpan of the cops. Short to mark the outline where the boy first drops. Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death, the virus gets more deadly than before. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
It's about 4 minutes before the hour. Well, I am glad it is Friday night. We this feels like it's been a long week, Kathy. Just a couple more quickies here. The unemployment rate rose to 6.1%, highest level in 9 years. Gee, there's a surprise, right? And from Bart Kopp, he had a thing on, I think it was yesterday's rant. Advice to the Democrats. Bart Kopp writes, I know you're stupid, scared, and broke, but what about this? What if starting next Monday, any Democrat asked anything on camera about any subject answered gets the following answer? Any question gets the following answer. Quote, why did unelected Bush go AWOL in 1972, and why did he lie about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction? That's it. Bart Kopp writes, that's all it takes. And it's free. And according to Frank Zappa, free is when you don't have to pay for something. But the Democrats refuse to do that because, you know, it wouldn't be right to gain power that way. Our team wants to sit on the bench. We don't want to win. We just want the game to be over. We've become the party that stands for nothing, yet we've won the last three presidential popular votes. Think about it. That's one of the reasons one of our little promos on this program says, ah, the majority now has a voice. You're damn right we're the majority. But we're losing to the stupidest man who's ever gotten into politics. Well, it's time to do something about it, truth seekers. Just get pissed off. Get fired up. That's good. Program engineered in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday, I hope. I really, really hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are, sweetie.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Jim Hawk. The French government has confirmed the basis of an accord with Libya over compensation for relatives of the 170 people killed in the bombing of a French airliner in 1989. That deal comes just weeks after Libya also finalized moves to compensate families of the Lockerbie bombing. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi announced the deal with France in a televised address to the nation to mark the anniversary of the coup which brought him to power 34 years ago. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin has confirmed the negotiations on a compensation settlement are almost complete. The deal could end the threatened French veto on lifting UN sanctions on Libya. A resolution to lift the sanctions was put to the Security Council last month following Tripoli's agreement to pay compensation to the victims of the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry will officially jump into the presidential campaign tomorrow. The Democrat will also announce his candidacy in front of the U.S.